Pakistanis in crowds roamed the camp at the Government College of Technology in Nowshera, 40 kilometers east of the city of Peshawar. More than 500 families are living in these open tents surrounded by patches of dirty water. Many complain of mismanagement, especially in the distribution of aid.
There's not a proper planning just to distribute all the things to all the victims.
They treat us like dogs when they pass out food here.
Children are dying from hunger. There is no medicine. My four children are sick, and no facility has been provided so far, neither food nor water.
Officials at this relief camp outside Peshawar say they have plenty of supplies to take care of the influx of people fleeing from the floods. The problem, they say, though, is that many people are coming here who don't need the assistance.
Noor Shad is the camp's chief coordinator, responsible for nearly 2,000 people.
We have everything, from water, non-food item, food item. We have everything.
Shad says too many people are sneaking into the camp to receive handouts.
We are not able to provide them from those people who are not victims.
The floods have destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes and washed away roads, bridges, crops, and livestock. Weather forecasters predict more rain in the coming days, and UN officials say the disaster could affect more people than January's earthquake in Haiti, the 2004 tsunami, and the 2005 earthquake in Pakistan combined. And scenes such as this one outside Peshawar could become more common across the country. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Nowshera, Pakistan.